From now until the general election in September, every week on Pacific Breakfast, we will speak with a Pacific candidate from one of our political parties standing at this year's election to talanoa on politics, issues facing our Pasifika community in New Zealand, and life. We begin this morning with Barbara Edmonds, who has been selected as the Labour Party candidate for the Mana electorate in Wellington, currently held by the Honourable Chris Farfoy, Minister for Broadcasting, Communications and Digital Media, who is going to go on the list only. Barbara is a Samoan born and raised in Auckland. She's lived in Titahi Bay for over 10 years, is a specialist tax lawyer and mother of eight. She's worked in the public and private sector in insurance and tax law and was seconded from Inland Revenue to work for ministers of revenue, including Judith Collins. She joins us now on a Pacific Breakfast. Mā rorohe fō, and thank you so much for your time this morning, Barbara.
Aloha lava, good morning. You know, it's only 7:45, and when you're a mum of eight, all the children start getting ready for school. So if you hear lots of noise in the background, it's just the kids getting ready. And I blame you, Brian. I blame you.
Well, hey, real talk this morning, real talanoa. And before we start, you know, with tax, what is it, due on the 15th, if I need any help, at least I know now who I can call. So, Barbara, tell us a little bit more about yourself firstly, please.
So I'm Samoan. I have a very Samoan name, Barbara Edmonds, but my actual Samoan name is Whati Mbalepa. I'm named after my mum, Mbalepa, and Whati, my great-grandmother. My father is from Whaleula and Whaleakiu, and my mother is Safoku and Whasito'o. So that's my Samoan heritage. I'm a mum of eight and here in Porirua. My youngest is 7, my eldest is 16, No twins, we just had the babies, as you do. And I'm a tax lawyer. I've worked in the Beehive now for about almost 4 years. And that's pretty much it. I'm just a local mum. You know, in the weekend, I'm on the sports field with the kids. And during the week, I'm in the Beehive with the, you know, with the Prime Minister and the Minister of Police doing stuff.
As you do as a mother of eight. So the first question, of course, then, with all this, with all your responsibilities and, of course, being a mother of eight to boot, why then do you put your hand up for potentially more workload by standing at this year's coming elections at the Mana electorate, Barbara Edmonds?
So for a long time, you know, when you have children, you get involved in a lot of community stuff that's associated with them. And I've got a special skill set. So a lot of the local clubs or the schools kind of asked me to come on board to help them. So my first foray in helping a local school was the Pasifika Parents Group. They asked me to come on board. That was Titahi Bay School. They asked me to come on board and said to me, "Bub, can you help us engage with our Pacific learners? You know, we just want to make sure that we can engage with their families. We're not quite sure how. And you're an educated Pacific woman, you know, you might be able to give us some tips." So, you know, I got involved in that local school. And then the biggest reason why I got involved in community work is because I want the opportunities that are available to my kids available to other people's kids. Because unfortunately for some schools in Porirua, our families drive past them and they send them to the town schools, you know, which is down in Wellington Central, which is on the train far away, or to the neighbouring suburb Tawa. But for some of our children, our community, they don't have a choice but to go to the local school. So for me, it's like, well, you should be able to go to the best school. And if it's your local school, that's the best, you know, it should be the best school. So for me, I've always had a massive involvement in the community, both with sports, my beloved North's rugby club up there on Mungavan Ave. That's my club, Tato Tato. And we're also the premier champs at the moment in Wellington. I just have to put that out there. But so whether it's being their lawyer, the TAG, huge TAG community down here in Wellington. We were just in Auckland in March with our New Zealand Barbarian squad. We had 10 teams. Our Porirua reps in December, again, about 12 teams. So going back to your question, why do I want to take on this added responsibility? Because if it's not me, then who else? And I'm from this community, I know this community, and I want to bring our community into politics. Because the best thing about what Jacinda Ardern has done for politics, I believe, for my generation, is she's made us interested. She's made it approachable. You know, we've got a PM that's happy to hug, not pre-COVID, you know, happy to take selfies, happy to engage. And that's what we want from particularly my generation as the first born, New Zealand born generation of a Samoan woman, you know. So I'm taking this on partly because a couple of weeks before lockdown, a board that I was on, we lost one of our board members to a heart attack very suddenly. And for me, when we also lost our board chair about over a year and a half ago, same thing from, it was an unfortunate event that he passed away. He was sick as well. And at both tangis, I sat there and I reflected, and it was the same story. You know, these imperfect human beings who for decades had been fighting for change, had been fighting for making opportunities available for all children, for families and mana. And so I thought, well, life's too short. If this is one way to get change on steroids, then I'm putting my hand up. And fortunately for me, my story, right along the way, every time that our family needed help, it was a Labor government, a Labor policy that was the safety net that we fell on. So that's why I'm taking on this responsibility, because I can, I'm willing, and I want to be able to advocate for our people.
Barbara, in terms of issues in the mana electorate that you would like to address, should you win in September, what are the big issues facing the mana electorate currently?
So I think it's facing all communities, not just mana electorate, and it really is this recovery from COVID. You know, it's been, you'll see across the world, the economic impact that it's had, you know, across the world is massive. But because of going hard and going early, this government has almost, you know, you'll see it now with a lot of economic sort of commentators, we're doing much better than other countries in the world. So my priority for mana is quite big. It's to help that rebuild and post COVID economic recovery. So that's our jobs, making sure that they're, you know, the government at the moment is doing huge fiscal stimulus, you know, by trying to fix schools, fix transport infrastructure, fix hospitals, because it creates jobs. And then, you know, the apprenticeships and trainings, et cetera. So for me, it's about jobs. It's about strengthening educational pathways. So for Mana College, the board that I'm on at the moment, they've got a construction school, you know, the first sort of construction school here in Porirua. So the fact that now the Labor government has come with some apprenticeship training for when they leave, you know, that's a perfect pathway. Construction school, go into apprenticeships. And then just making sure that Mana gets its fair share of this infrastructure spend that's going to be happening. You know, these are billions of dollars. These are the sort of things that, it's like three budgets put together. That's the amount of stimulus that this Labor government is trying to do. So, and then with that will always come housing. Housing will always be there, you know. So for Mana in particular, you know, we lost a number of our state houses under the previous government. Honourable Chris Farfoy, you know, having been brought up in social housing, he knew how important that was to be in, to have a home. You know, even if it was a state home, it was still a home that he was brought up in. So he's pushed really hard for that. And we're starting to see some of that work here and, you know, come to fruition. So, you know, big tautoko to our brother there, Chris, because he's been fighting for it for a long time.
In terms of our wider Pacific community across the country, similar issues you see on a national scale, yeah. Barbara?
It is. This is a national problem brought on by, you know, by international pressures. Being the fact that our borders are closed, that's a huge, you know, especially for our Pacific communities in Samoa and Cook Islands, you know, there's some commentary around we should open the borders. We only look at last year to the measles epidemic about what happens when we're not careful. So it's something that you need to consider very, you know, the Prime Minister is considering very carefully. But for me, across the country, these are the same issues for our Pacific people. I mean, the other thing is, you know, around income, which will always be, you know, my dad brought up my brother and my three sisters, myself and my two sisters on the DPB when my mother passed away when I was four. So, you know, making sure those safety nets are there for our Pacific people. And if we can't increase benefit rates, then we look at accommodation supplement. You know, we take NCA fees you know, off our families. We make sure that school donations are taken off, you know. So as a board member, one of the hardest things for us was our school wasn't in the best place a number of years ago. We've managed to pull it out because of a new board. But we had students that couldn't afford to pay the NCEA fees, so the school would cover it. So now we don't have that issue when we can divert that money for other good, better things for our students.
In terms of Pasifika voting, historically, our Pasifika people, you know, getting out to the polls and that, quite low. How do we engage our Pasifika community to have their say come election day this year, as you see, Barbara?
So it's really just, you know, we have to remember where we've come from. You know, I'm like, my story is the story of many Pacific people, which is our parents came here for a better life. And it's, again, reminding our Pacific people that if you want Jacinda in as Prime Minister, and if you want the Labour Party in, you have to remember it was the Labour Party that provided the domestic purposes benefit, our social welfare system. It's the Labour government that provided working for families. It's the Labour government that provided interest-free student loans. It's the Labour government that allowed a lot of our people to capitalise their family benefits in order to put a deposit on a house back in the 80s. You know, these are the policies that our people have to remember. And if we're in a situation now where a lot of our first-born Kiwi kids, we want to buy a house. You know, we want to be able to, if we can, save for our retirement. You know, most days we're just trying to get food on our table. But if you want a government that's going to care for you, that wants to make sure you've got equal opportunities, we need to connect, we need to remember our past, we need to remember what Labour is pushing for us, and then come out. But part of that as well is my job as the mana candidate is to make sure that our people know that you can connect with us. You know, that's exactly what I said before about the Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern. She makes politics approachable. So for a huge part of what I want to do here in Mana, one of the first things I want to be able to do is launch the campaign with a community event, with a fitness mashup, you know, to get our people in. And it's not about raising money for my campaign. It's about getting people in to say, look, I'm just like you. I'm on that sideline of the rugby field, trying to be good, not yell at the kids, you know, positive stuff, you know, and I'm just the same bub that you see at North, that you see at the netball courts, that you see in the school, that you see in Pack and Save with my beanie and my UGG boots. Don't judge me, please. So yeah, that's just be connected, remember. And if you want a better life for your kids and your kids' kids, you've got to get engaged, my family.
Barbara Edmonds, Labour Party candidate for Mana electorate at the upcoming elections in September. Whakatau te lava for your time this morning, Barbara. To you and the family, all the very best, and all the very best for September. Thank you so much, and have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Whakatau fua. It is 3 minutes to 8. Our news at 8 o'clock is coming up shortly. And then coming up before 8.30, we will look at home care, in particular, Pūāwai home-based childcare. 5.31 PI, Pacific People Together.